Yep, what's good? Welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics, episode 17.
18.
Damn it!
Every week.
I was so convinced I had it right. I was about to be like, yeah, and I got it right. Motherfuckers, I guess not. Episode 18. As per usual, you are joined by the Suburban Papa Action, aka Maluma. I wear a bow tie with the dirty all stars. I think that's a new one. I like it. As well as
DIY Daddy.
Yep.
Wow. 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 Alrighty then, Peyton, are you gonna give us? You're gonna give us the strength.
Ndondo.
So yes, you can see the team is very chipper today. Feeling extremely chatty. Otherwise, squad, how you doing?
Okay, I feel this is a running thing. It's been a tough week. It's been a rough week.
The day I get the number of episodes right,
I know,
you're gonna have an easy week.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's the formula. Did you get it right? Shit.
And yourself, Le Grand Bay?
I'm here, man.
Ish. Okay, it'd be like that. Guys, I'm here for you. Don't worry. So today we're doing Irish whiskeys.
Irish, yes.
Irish whiskeys.
Potato wine.
Yes. And I've brought my wife along to the party.
Yes.
We're going to do some swinging.
I hate your wife. Sorry.
Listen, that's fine.
You need a divorce. You need to upgrade your life. Your wife is looking tired.
We have an open marriage. That's fine. My wife knows I'd be in the streets, you know, and I'm fine if she does whatever she needs to do.
She tastes weird. I don't know, for me.
Woo! I mean, yeah, Jameson. So we have a guest, and at some point in time, Shub is busy explaining about my wife. Except we haven't explained that it's Jamison yet. And it was so touching how like connected she was to like, oh, where's your wife?
Yeah,
oh no.
How you was your wife in PE?
Yeah, she built a whole story I feel like in her mind my wife was carrying like this little baby on her back.
On her back with her
blankets. You know?
Yeah.
Just hanging up, yo, washing, being like, yo, I'm
walking for water. Yeah.
Yes, so it's Jamison versus Pogues.
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 The Pogues, by the way.
The Pogues.
Black bottle, looks pretty cool. The Pogues is apparently a famous Irish folk rock band in Ireland. So they've got their own whiskey. Hey.
Where did you find the Pogues?
Pick and Bay.
And
Pick and Bay Liquor.
Can I just say, all of the Irish whiskeys, definitely the easiest to pronounce.
Yes.
Like definitely the easiest to pronounce. Last time we did this, Sean was not.
Yo, what was that one called?
Sean.
Yeah, it was called Sean.
Kilbeggan.
Yeah.
Kilbeggan, yeah.
So speaking of mispronounced English letters or typically Irish names, there's this rugby player, I think he's a tight head prop. His name is Ty Furlong.
Mm.
Now, guess how you spell Ty. Go. I'll give you a go.
T-Y or T-I-E?
I was going to say T-A-I.
T-A-D-G-H.
Sorry?
Ty.
Wait, what? Wait! What?
T-A-D-G-H.
Wait!
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 Ty Furlong.
Oh, my God. Do I have to ask which country?
Ireland!
I'm just making sure. That's problematic.
Because why do the Irish bother with English letters?
Dude, they should just have different letters, like the Russians or something.
Oh my goodness.
T-A-D-G-H. Ty Furlong.
House!
Fam. Immediately, I think if you name your kid that, he's automatically dyslexic. Fact. What must happen?
Fam. What if Because British people have like had this long running thing of like Irish people being stupid. And it's like, maybe it's just because they're using a different set of rules for spelling.
Yeah.
But I think the Welsh is like the worst with spelling. Like they got a town that has like something like 27 letters. One word.
Like two apples met in cool most to Skitfontein.
That one.
Pow!
How do you know it so well? You've been practicing that. Did you practice that in your room before you came to the
court? I've been practicing it since I was in grade 10.
And went into Afrikaans lyrics. Stuff, you went to Kurt Darren lyrics.
God-carrying member of the VF?
Hey, God-carrying member, like, head of the Blue Bulls fan club.
Dude, you have no choice but to be racist if that's your title.
And I met a black guy who was a Blue Bulls fan, but like a staunch one. And I was like, how do you reconcile this in your, how does this make sense to you? It's like, nah, it's my team, I'm from Pretoria. And I'm like, look, there are a lot of things from Pretoria that you don't necessarily have to like. Like, it's really okay.
Like Morocco Swallows.
you don't have to like Sandow. You
know? Sure.
Amapiano came out of Pretoria. You don't have to like it.
But it is dope, though. It's
slaps.
It's a ball.
There's only one song that I recognize as an I'm a Piano song. Is that song that says, I'm a piano. That's the rest of them, I'm not too sure.
That would actually be really cool, like, do like a, you know, that like those old school American PSAs where the dude with like, you know, a little bow tie and his shirt and he's like, welcome, how are you? Today, we're going to teach you what I'm a piano is. Step one. And then the song plays. Do piano.
Yeah, exactly.
Go that.
Yeah. This is a classic example of I'm a piano. They say it started in the ghettos.
And there's no piano.
Yeah. You may be wondering, why is it called I'm a piano?
Piano?
There's no piano. Well,
just don't ask too many questions.
Mm. Okay, let's get to it. We're starting off with Jamison.
Yep.
My beautiful, beautiful bottom bitch.
It's the usual triple distilled 5,000... What?
Yeah, triple distilled, matured, and... that's all.
Twice as smooth.
I have a hot take. Actually, we should do that some point. We should have Irish versus Scotch whiskey. Like, why is Scotch whiskey...
Because it's just better, bro. That's all. That's the only reason
sense.
That you
like,
need.
I mean... That's why I asked why.
Did you say Scott or Scotch?
Scotch.
So what the fuck is Scotch whiskey?
Scottish.
It's like Scottish whiskey, they call it Scotch.
Oh.
Scotch.
Oh. It's like that day show and said, yo, get me a bourbon and soda. And you're like, hey fam, there's no bourbon. No fucking bourbon in whiskey.
Yes.
And he came back salty, he came back heated. My boy was tight. I'm like, just say whiskey if you want whiskey. Don't like, use fancy names.
Bourbon is a type of whiskey.
Or like no, call it the brand.
Like,
not all whiskeys are bourbons.
Yes.
But all bourbons are whiskeys.
Listen, don't ask me for fermented grapes. Just ask me for wine. You'll
like,
get
it's
wine.
Like I'm asking you for Smarties, but you bring me Kit Kat and you expect me to... I know, it's the same thing.
No,
that analogy doesn't carry.
No, it isn't. Please tell the full story because this is really funny.
So, where were we? We're chilling in a bowls club somewhere.
Baba Black Sheep.
Was it Baba?
Yeah.
Bear in mind, it's jumping at this point. Also, your timing couldn't have been worse.
So, the thing about our group, we go in rounds. So, for those of you who drink, yours will have a round, Shum will have a round. So, me and Honey Love, we rock up at the bar first. Honey Love just wants to get herself a burr. And Sherman's is like, oh, y'all buying? Alright, give me a bourbon and soda. He disappears. So, Honey Love asks the barman, yo, can I have a bourbon and soda? Also, if you're a barman, you don't know what
bourbon
is. So,
yes.
Barman's like, nah, fam, we don't have this thing. Nah. Meantime, Sherman comes back. He's like, yo, where's my bourbon? And so we're like, nah, this guy says he doesn't have it. Meantime, the whiskey is next to my head.
There's a Jack Daniels.
There's a Jack Daniels by my head. Sherman just looks at me and he's like, bub, just look to your left. There's Jack Daniels. So I'm like, so if you want whiskey, say whiskey. Pronounce the H. I want whiskey. Where do you get off? Why am I saying what in which way? Like, so then Sherman gets tight. He's like, nah, just say if you didn't want to buy the round. We're like, yo, like, we spoke to the barman. Stop getting tight on us. He's like, nah, fuck that noise. Fuck that noise. There's a whiskey right by you. I'm like, yo, if you wanted whiskey, just say whiskey and soda. Stop using fancy words. Like, I want a MCC Hortz cap. Just, you want wine. What, you want it white? You want it sweet? Don't Hortz Cabrier me. I don't know these words, man. Fucking hell.
That was funny.
Sorry, fam. I'm just holding this to a higher standard. I'm trying to, you know. Now you know. The story is
you suffered. It's come
as a man sex busy. Because it's actually...
So it's like a fluff piece. Or what is the color piece? In journalism.
Oh, yes. So it's like color piece. And you're like, fam, what does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Yo.
You got your bourbon.
Because all you really had to do was say Jack Daniels.
But I don't know what they had. Like, if they had Jim Beam... Cool. I was fine with that. If that German Jack, I was fine with that. So I didn't even give him, I want a specific type. I gave him a range of so many types.
If you say Krisky, then I look to my left and I see the range of Kriskys. Yeah. Now we're looking at the shelf looking for bourbon.
It's like something like, I want dry white wine. Cool, dry white. That's the category I gave you. I want bourbon. Category.
That's not a
happen. Barman didn't understand what you wanted.
You said, you basically, if we're using wine, you said, yo, I want a Syrah.
No.
And the barman's like, yo, wait, what?
No.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Guys, bourbon is whiskey made in a Scottish way, but in America with charcoal. That's what it is. And it's a bit spicier. That's all bourbon is.
Who says we're not educating people? Including bar people.
These all bartenders in South Africa know what bourbon is.
Ooh. So, Jameson is Irish. Mm. I also found a fun thing. The best way, if you really want to piss off subs, spell whiskey with an E in whatever you're writing.
But you can spell it both ways.
No, you can, but like if you're writing it out, spell whiskey with an E and watch them lose their shit.
Whiskey,
like,
is it Americanized?
No, it's Irishized. Oh, so apparently, it's supposed to not have any. It's supposed to be, but it depends on the type of whiskey you're talking about.
We've established that the Irish people don't know what to do with letters. They're like, we've got an E left over. What do we do with it? They're like, just throw it in after the K. To them, it's probably an H. They're like, throw it in after the H. What's an H? You don't know what to do with it.
Oh, because I remember some girl who worked with, she did a whiskey story. And she was spelling it with an E, but I think one of the whiskeys she spoke about was Scottish.
Mm.
I kid you not, it was the funniest thing because it's like, I don't understand why this person was so mad. Sub comes over and loses his shit. He's like, do you not know that whiskey, if it's from Scotland, doesn't have an E? And she looked at him and she was like, no, I didn't. What do you mean?
You're a freaking idiot.
So, Jameson, we're gonna have some shooters now of Jameson.
Yes.
Ah, this is gonna be shit already. Okay, I know it.
Whiskey shooters are not the greatest. I like how it smells. No, just to like give a taste of what the actual thing.
You guys have must have like the spitting bin.
Yeah. You don't swallow. No. You don't swallow. You don't waste alcohol like that. Imagine.
Oh, so you don't spit, you swallow.
Like... Listen, alcohol. Yeah, I don't spit alcohol.
We've established.
I don't spit alcohol.
Part-time alcohol. To all the assholes out there.
Swallow is not spitting.
Sherman does not spit. He swallows.
Alcohol.
He takes the load. Takes it all in.
All in his mouth. Doesn't spill a drop.
100%.
Okay, back to the review.
Put any fantasies. Smoky listen. Eyes and all.
Listen, 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 listen. I hate to admit it. I hate to admit it because I fucking hate Jameson.
Yes.
But the shooter was not bad.
My wife is delicious.
She okay. She okay. She okay.
Would she be eating pineapple?
Nah, she okay. Hey, you know, she got herself right. You know? She knew Zaddy was coming home. She was like, let me get myself right.
She okay? Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I expected. I was going to trash this so bad, but it's actually okay. It's
don't hate on my things. You know? Let my wife romance you.
I thought your wife's a stripper, by the way.
A stripper.
I mean, it and be also, like that sometimes.
I don't like, okay, I get the triple distill, but when they say twice as smooth as what?
As bourbon.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I mean, I feel like that's the marketing department.
Who's... If they had a cheaper Jameson, yes, I'd get it. Okay, fine. But they don't.
I've always liked Jameson's color scheme.
It's a cool bottle,
like,
eh?
That's like royal maroon with the racing green and even like the off-white label. Like
she's a hoe who knows how to dress.
I mean, that's kind of like their
image. It looks very gentleman clubby.
It does.
Like everything is like that dark wood and. Like you step in and there's just like Cuban cigar room hits your chest.
And you're like all sitting in a room busy talking about how to take over a small African country and like strip it of its resources.
Yeah, and what to do with your toxic waste.
Yeah.
Which African country you're going to dump it in.
Apparently Somalia's full now. I will say one thing about my wife, and this also pains me to say. So, it's like 400 rand a bottle.
What?
400? No.
Is Jameson 400 a bottle now?
This was 399, fam.
Fuck that. Okay, nah.
And
nah,
she's
not okay for that.
I feel like she's, you know, she's gotten ahead of herself. She's become a slave queen. Right? You know, she's like, she met the one fat dude who like took on a ride in the Lamborghini and now she's like, listen. You know, niggas. She forgot the niggas she was riding with in the Toyota. She forgot how to combat the taxi.
She forgot that she used to get dizzy by Jack Daniel's White. Now she forgot.
Hey, delicious, but at that price, I'm not sure. At that price, I'm not sure.
That's a 12-year-old singleton.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Well, 420.
How much is Glenfiddich?
The 12-year-old. It's also about 450. So $50 more to get a Glenfiddich 12?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think what they've done is like, do you remember the days when like a Hyundai i20 was like 90,000 rand?
Yeah.
But then all their competitors came up with there's a word that I'm lacking, but all their competitors came up with offerings to the market and they priced it at 150,000 rand. So, what are you going to do with Hyundai? You're just going to make your i10 130,000 rand.
You know, I really like that you pronounce Hyundai properly.
I know, right?
Hey, no, like he hit it nice.
He notices all the brand names and don't get it right. Eh? Like on point all
Dude,
the time.
It's
as
respect.
If he is there.
I like
this. Okay.
Like, if I can learn it. Dogs. Dads. They like dags. We little firefighters. Yeah, dags.
You know what's funny about the tie, whatever?
Ty Furlong.
His name sounds like someone was typing it and then fell asleep on the computer. On the keyboard.
Send it through.
Ooh. Anyway, speaking of people with interestingly spelled names, in Jakarta, this is fantastic, and I entirely support what these kids are doing. They're literally burning the place down because the government wants to ban fucking.
For those who don't know, Jakarta is the capital of Indonesia.
Okay, no, we expect you to know that. We,
yeah, no, but I feel like education as well.
I feel like, you know what, if at this point you're like, yo, guys, it's not like we're talking about the capital of Chad, which would be N'Djamena, but that's not the point. Is it?
I think so. You just we just try to educate. Now you're misinforming. Stop it.
That's fine. Anyway, we're supposed to spend 12
so years. Indonesia.
I feel like I'm right, but
can't even
Indonesia, being a majority Islamic state, is trying to follow.
What's the capital of Uzbekistan?
Uzbek.
I know.
You, if I'm right, I'm gonna. Yo.
I was just trying to prove a point.
Yo.
What are you saying about Indonesia?
So Indonesia, being predominantly Muslim, is trying to.
Please
do
also
the
Google
whole...
the chat capital of Chad.
Okay. Let's do this breaky stuff first. But anyway, carry on with the story. Carry on with the story.
Yeah. So okay. Yes, we get it. Majority Muslim country, kind of conservative. Whoop whoop hooray! But banning fucking is weird. Anyway, okay. So all the kids, and the funny thing is, like, is the youth.
What pushed the old people to the edge? Like,
no,
fuck, we're putting legislation down.
You know, 10 bucks said one day they found out that the kids was eating ass, and they were like, nah, we done. Y'all ain't gonna eat this shit like groceries.
I know what happened. A senator came home and found his daughter being enjoyed. And he's like, fuck this, I'm passing a bill to put young Ishmael in jail. Like, Ishmael!
You! Nah, come you.
In the jail! Like this! Never, not you.
So, Uzbekistan capital is Tashkent.
Okay.
Tashkent. And you were right about the Chad capital. N'Djamena.
See, informing.
So back
educating. Part-time more colleagues. Informing. Educating.
So,
eating ass.
People, foreigners have been fucking arrested and shit in Dubai for doing the nasty. So imagine you take your girl, you have a stopover in Dubai, you're about to leave Dubai.
In public or in private?
In private, in their own hotel rooms.
No.
So they're clapping, making noise, obviously making that clap. People next door are like, yo, hotel staff, this is what's going on next door.
That's cuff, also some haterism, down. Fam. That's that some Tekashi 6ix9ine
haters. How are you not allowed to have sex?
Because you're not married.
How do they know that? In your hotel room?
Bruh, no, they check. So even if you're in a hotel room, whatever the case may be, they know, like, if you're booking in, whether you're married or not. It's a question. And then they'll give you a room, but they won't give you two beds. They'll give you two separate beds. Bam. But now even with the two separate beds, you doing the nasty. Yo, noises, management, cops are going to come fetch you.
But they're killing their own industry.
They are, but this is the rules of this Islamic state. So even if you're doing a transit flight, for example, and you're staying over in Dubai for one night, you're just there in the hotel for that one night, and you're doing this, you can be arrested, straight up. Same with Saudi. It's not the case with Turkey, though, or Jordan. It's not the case. Mm. But a lot of these Islamic states, if you're doing the nasty with your girl, no matter how long you've been dating, no matter what your intention is, I think you get away with it if you engage, because you'd be like, ah, I've got the ring, you know what I'm saying? But if you're not married...
On a real note, this is why they say, like, when you travel and you arrive in your intended country, just check in with the SA, in South African embassy, and just be like, fam, what are the rules? What are the do's? What are the don'ts? How do I conduct myself?
Yeah.
And then carry on with it.
Yeah.
But like, because the thing for me that's weird about this is like, okay, Saudi Arabia, we all know they're nuts.
Mm.
Like, they just allowed women to drive. Yeah. They got like the first movie theater yesterday.
Apparently they should.
The hilarious thing is, they allowed women to drive and the first woman who drove crashed.
It's all fucked up. Apparently like the first movie, I don't know what the first movie was.
It was
like
the emoji movie.
Oh, what a fucked up way to start.
That is a pussy fart.
I know, right?
I mean, look, to be fair, again, Dubai, I'm not surprised. Like,
but Dubai, if there's any way prostitutes and strippers could thrive, is Dubai, bro.
No, do thrive.
They do.
Fam, those sheiks and shit be flying mad bitches out and putting fish in their asses, fam. Like, it's wild. It's wild what goes down there. Like, there's all these like stories of like these like white women who get like flown over there, and they're like, listen, they stay in like real life harems. Mm. It's like a big ass penthouse suite with like 30 bitches. Yeah. And then the sheik calls you and is like, yo, I got a fish, yeah, and then I'm gonna shit on your chest. And then and then they just do the wildest freak nasty shit to them.
So you can have this in Dubai, that's, and yet, let's say you have a girlfriend of 5 years, you go on a trip together, you have a stopover in Dubai, there's harems and people shitting on people elsewhere, but you just do a young missionary.
You're not a sheik. Like, you know, you don't have the royal, that thing. That, actually, let me not say something disparaging about
the headwear,
other people.
The royal headwear.
Yeah.
Just keep it there.
Like, I didn't expect it of Indonesia, though, because it's like a place where people who are normal actually go on holiday.
You know, the crazy thing about Indonesia, when like I went to Bali and Jakarta, and they're so chilled. You can drink. There's no like banned bars or anything. So for them to come up with this law, it's so weird. There's clubs in Jakarta.
A senator's daughter's cheeks got clapped.
Yeah. I believe
what
it.
Will make you mad as shit?
Yeah.
I believe
or
it.
Or his wife cheated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fam. Mm. Now maybe... I really think it's like the same thing.
Oh, you got a stepdad. You went to go visit mom.
Yo, Pornhub is corrupting the children. What was I watching? And I was like, guys, Pornhub is normalizing some weird shit. This whole stepbrother situation.
Like, bro, we're all getting desensitized, bro. I think we're just gonna get further into it.
I mean, look, let's go. Let's see how far the rabbit hole takes us.
Like horror movies, for example. You watch an old school horror movie now, it's like a fucking comedy. No one's scared of Chucky. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, we were laughing through Chucky.
Exactly. So, I think it's gonna be the same with porn. But, like, I think back in the day, porn was probably just like doggy and missionary. Now, look at what you're watching.
I remember, like, Freddy Krueger used to skrug me. Dude, I used to have so many nightmares. Then I watched the old movie that used to skrug me. And I was just like, I was scared of this.
Exactly.
Fam.
Exactly. We've been desensitized.
Like, I remember once my mom wanted to kick my dad's ass. Because I think I was like 8 or 9 or some shit. And my godfather had like, he had a son who was like a year older than me. And I don't know, my godfather had just gotten Freddy Krueger. So like my dad was at his mate's house. They were drinking. It's like, yo kids, let's watch a movie. Ah, they put on Nightmare on Elm Street. Fam, we shat ourselves. We didn't sleep because
Freddy
was in it. Apparently, like I hadn't slept in like a day, and I got home and my mom was like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "Fam, Freddy Krueger is ready for me." And my mom was like, "Moomish."
This is a fucked up thing. So I just love horror movies. Even as a child, maybe I was fucked up, but one of my favorite like horror movies were my thing. Even when I was like 5 and 6 and stuff. So to really enjoy, like Candyman was like one of my favorites at the time. So I used to scare my cousins and all the time. So I must have maybe been like 8 or so or 9, and we were watching Idle Hands. Remember the movie Idle Hands? It wasn't really a horror. It was like a comedy horror. One of the first where the dude's hand gets its own life and kills his parents and then tries to kill him.
I remember.
So he cut it off.
Yeah.
And then the hand is doing its own thing, like the Addams Family hand.
Yeah.
So little kid cousin, she's also there at night watching with us. The parents told her, yo, get to bed. These boys are watching horror movies. She's like, nah, I got this. Dude, the way we made her skrik. I kind of feel bad, even though we laugh at her now because of it. We're all old now, but she actually had to go see a shrink because she didn't sleep for 5 days straight. We fucked with her so bad. We're like, yo, oh, Annie, just go to the bathroom. You'll see that thing there.
Is not related to horrors, but it's related to your point, Jules, about like your mom wanted to kick your dad's ass because he let you watch it.
Yeah.
So this is actually related to my parents. Both my parents are wily. But when I was younger, I think I must have been about 3 or 4 years old. And my siblings, my sister at the time must have been 7. And my older brother must have been 9, 10. So because they're older, and like an R-rated movie or like a extremely rated movie comes on, they would send my siblings to bed. But like they thought, I'm just a kid, I'm not gonna take anything in. So they used to watch this wild shit with me. They used to watch like R-rated movies with me and be like, you're not taking anything in. So like randomly one day, like I went to bed early and I started crying. Just in my crying in my sleep. They're like, boy, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm dreaming of dirty things. I had big booty bitches in my dream. And I Tekashi 6ix9ine myself.
So wait, what? Like R-rated, like what? Like Emmanuel vibes?
No. Like, not
just like shit with like sex,
but like striptease.
Oh, okay.
And sex things. Showgirls, striptease, Demi Moore was the it thing at the anything with Demi Moore. Ghosts, whatever. She always had her titties
on. Hey, she was trying to get them thangs out, fam.
Woo-hoo. And her career popped. Ooh. So they also popped in my dreams. Needless to say, after that I got banned. They're like, hey, smoke, go to bed.
Guys, when was the first time you clapped eyes to ETV? Midnight with E.
You know what's weird? I had a very strange relationship with clapping dice until I was much older.
What do you mean?
Like, I really clapped dice when I was a kid. I used to watch the shit and be like, oh.
Okay, when did you first start clapping dice? We're talking about masturbation, if you didn't know.
Like, probably matric.
What? You didn't clap dice until matric?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, like, I didn't... Yeah,
probably. I just used to, like, watch it. And just, not do anything.
Really?
And wish.
Yeah. Like, I used to wish... Like, because at the time, so I thought had it was...
all the blue balls.
Yeah, because I thought it was weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just, like... some kind of weird part of the religion rubbed off on me. But, like, in the sense that, like... So, I thought, like... No, you know what it was? It's because I didn't think it was cool.
Oh yeah, so because I thought it was like everyone would be like, oh, like in a derogatory sense, when if you don't like someone, you're like, oh, wanker.
Yeah.
So like I used to do the same thing, but like, yo, if you touch yourself, then you're a loser. Then you're a wanker. You're a
So like I didn't until like mad late, and then when I did, I was like,
okay, look, I really didn't give a fuck about what people were saying. I think the first time I clapped dice must have been like 14, maybe even 13.
I mean, I will say. Like almost every time I watched Emmanuel, I ended up having like some type of wet dream. It was just like my brain was clapping dice for me. It was like choo choo choo.
You had a whole lot of build up, like a ton of build up. So what was that? Now you must explain these white marks on your sheets.
Guys, shout outs to all the helpers. Like, we really do not give them enough credit for the beautiful things that they do for us because goddamn.
Yo, shout out, eh?
Woo! Yo, guys, the sheets people must have seen.
Bruh, and you know what? Emily, shout out to Emily, actually. Our helper. Nah, she does what
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, she takes care of me.
Yeah, no,
in my situation.
Ooh, fam.
Not like that, but in a cleaning sense.
Oh, hey, we're learning a lot about you today.
In a cleaning sense, Emily does what she does.
Oh yeah, she cleans the pipes, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, guys, can we also just for a second discuss Snitch 9? Just for a second.
What's in it? Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm angry with him. Let him snitch.
But just to catch everyone up, in case you guys are not aware, there's a young man named Tekashi 6ix9ine, aka Daniel Hernandez.
His name Daniel?
Yes. So, like what, last year? He's the dude with like the tattoos. Okay, they all have tattoos
the
on
the pink hair and the tattoos.
But like he has like rainbow mad hair. Rainbow hair. And he made this whole career off like just being wild and extra and like all types of like
gang lifey. Like starting Twitter and verbal fights with all the gangsters.
Mm.
I understand. No, his catchphrase would be like, test my gangster.
Mm.
You literally call people like, come try kill me. Like, test my gangster.
Well,
see what
happens. And then you pop up in Chicago at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 in the morning, you'd be like, where y'all at? Like Tekashi, it's also 4:30 in the morning. Like, we're sleeping. That's where we're at.
We'll fetch you at 9. Like,
you hang around too. For a bit. And all the birds are chirping in the bed. You know the 4 in the morning the birds? The 5 in the morning birds.
So anyway, last year he gets arrested for like gang related shit. Okay, we all knew he was gonna snitch.
Yeah.
Like, what has been amazing to watch, like, so he's on, like, they're doing his trial now and he's testifying. We didn't know the extent to which Mans was good. People who had nothing to do with anything. Cardi B was just minding her business.
Like, no, but how does this guy know everything?
Fam.
Everything he's saying is coming out to be true. Like, guys, you'll find the thing there. They go, they find the things.
Bam. That's because, like, look.
Oh, he knows.
He was in the gang thing. Mm. Like, okay, well, the gang was using him to launder money, and he was using the gang for, like, street cred and shit. And, cool, do what you need to do.
Mm.
As to how he knows all of the things, I mean, I imagine at some point, you'd be communicating with people about certain things. Cardi has spoken about her gang thing before, but like it literally has nothing to do with the case. It was just like, yo, do you know other gang members? Like, listen, let me give you a list.
Do you know the hilarious thing? So they told him, yo, you're going to catch 20 to 25 years. I laugh after all of the snitching.
No, they said 45.
45.
Like he was facing 45 initially.
I laugh after all the snitching. They're like, okay, fine. Now you're going to get 40. Like,
and they're gonna eat him in jail, eh? Remember there was that one guy who posted something on Instagram. He's like, yeah, we like bitches like you.
From jail he posted it.
Like, yeah, we like you. Oh,
how do jail cats have better internet access than most of us?
Striker's going to eat you, huh? I go now, huh?
Hey. Yo. And then the other funny shit was,
he's gonna find Oda BC.
Fam. You know that episode of the Boondocks?
Yes. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Ooh. I want your booty.
I think part of the best thing was like, they were like, when did you start cooperating with cops? He was like, same day, gents. Like, they got me, they put me in jail, I was there. Like, this officer, what you want, what you need to know.
Question. They tell you, oh, you're facing 45 for things that they got you. They tell you, yo, we can drop your sentence to 10 if you do all the snitching. Are you going to snitch?
I think it's a weird question to ask us because as people who are civilians who I'm assuming have never really been like very much in that gang life.
Yeah.
Cool. Me personally, I'm singing if they offer me like 5 months, fam. I'm thinking if they offer me a week, I'm like, listen, it was that guy. No.
So then you're telling me, if they tell you, okay, you can either be out when you're 40 or out when you're 80.
Look, I am snitching. I'm aware that I'm snitching. Yeah. We all know that I'm snitching. I have no issues with me being the snitch.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, if you are about that life, or at least purporting to be about that life, then you have to follow the rules of that life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be a civilian and a gangster. Mm.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know, in the mafia, those dudes, you know, you take your time. They're like, yo, here's a plea deal, blah, blah, blah. You're like, nah, listen, this is the life I chose.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, go. Like we heard today, you can be a domestic worker. It's entirely plausible. You chose this life. Mm-hmm. So then don't snitch. Also, because you, by snitching, you're putting you and a lot of people connected to you in a lot of trouble, in a lot of danger.
True.
And when, because you're in jail, after about a year of them piping you down, fam, they're going to get bored of that booty hole. There's always fresh meat coming in.
Fam, but hey, to catch it the first time, like, I know you're going to catch it. You're going to see some sort of jail time. But other than that,
they have to remove his face tattoos now. He's in WITSEC, right?
Apparently.
I think he's going to be in. I don't think he is in now.
Yeah, but now they must. Like, he's literally got 69. It was like arresting Sydney.
Yeah.
Fam. And that's
also. And he's just Sydney's covered in spider tattoos. Like, oh, well, a guy with 100 spiders on him, that must be Sydney. Yeah. So if you've got 69 all over you, then...
And Sydney, that's my thing.
Well, Sydney has full body tats plus 100 spiders.
Yeah.
So it's not just...
That is also, that is a lot of tattoo work.
Shout out to Sydney.
But like, yeah, gang. But, so that's the thing, because how does he do when it's playing? Because, okay, you can remove tattoos, but it's not a perfect art. And we're also talking about like, remove a tattoo, like if you have a piece.
Mm.
Or if, trying to laser burn your entire face off, basically.
He might have to go for like skin grafting. It might have to be a cut off of that top layer and then.
Fam, they're gonna have to do the shit they did in James Bond. Remember the one where the Asian dude had to get a whole new face and then like the diamonds blasted in his face and then that was the last really good Bond movie. That was like a real ass Bond movie. He tried to destroy the world with the sun with basically a giant magnifying glass. That's some cool ass villain shit. That's some cool.
Also, you know what's hilarious about this Takashi thing? Using his song in court.
What?
Can you imagine you in court? I'm not looking with this thing. All his incriminating shit are in his lyrics. So now you have to play Cougar and all this shit.
These boys are stupid because he's not the first one to go to jail for his song. Shmoda.
Oh yes, Bobby Shmoda wins.
For his song. They asked him about his song, but and he said, yeah, all of that is true, guys. I did kill
him. But Bobby Shmoda is a perfect example. Because they caught him. He didn't snitch.
But he's still in jail.
He's coming out soon. I mean...
Okay. He didn't see 45 years, though. He wasn't close to seeing 45.
No. But, I mean...
He was close to ODBC.
I think he might have already caught it. The other dude, that dude was kind of... He even looked psycho in his mugshot. We were singing about watching his friend die because he's the one who killed him.
That sounds like a...
Never fire
ass song.
Oh, fuck. I can't... Okay, I'll find it.
You guys can tell us. Anyway, let's get to the next part of the show while Screen Man, aka Uncle Shom, finds these things.
Are we doing the next tasting? Pogues. Apparently, there's a band called Pogues.
James.
I don't know what the fuck. I've never heard of these people. But
Dags.
Yeah, Dags. Dags.
We're gonna have the shooter real quick.
I feel like that's the episode of the thing of the episode. Do you like Dags?
Do you like Dags?
Ooh. I like how this smells. It's got like a caramelly kind of smell to it.
It's slightly peaty as well. Slightly. Oh, I can... Yeah, the caramel aftertaste. It's a thing.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, Pogues. Interesting. Pogues. Dags.
I don't usually like peat. This is... like the first bit is a bit peaty. Then it goes into this caramel aftertaste.
And I like that it's smooth. I like that it's smooth.
Is it twice as smooth though?
Hey! Maybe 1.5 times.
You can actually smell the caramel from outside the bottle.
Yeah, it's kind of a vibe. How much was it?
It smells so good, it makes me want to dabble.
Oh!
Makes me want some of that hot water.
$259.99.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. My wife is in trouble.
Your wife is in trouble because
my wife has a situation on her hands.
Your wife is 40 and you just saw a fly 20-year-old.
This is true. But listen, just because you cheat on your wife doesn't mean you don't love her. Let's always remember that. Like sex and love are two different things.
Okay. Cool.
Mm.
So Pogues is...
Oh, is that about the stretch your hair?
That's philosophy 101.
You're in now. You have to introduce yourself.
That's philosophy 101. How do I introduce myself?
You got to give yourself a nickname. So, Jameson's your wife. Pogues is the one you find overseas, but you and your wife have the overseas clothes that, you know, overseas taxing is not cheating.
It's like, as long as you tell me, babes.
Yeah.
Like, just be safe.
Just be safe. I know these Thai bitches be fly, but...
Oh, which brings up an interesting question. Mm. And it's a wild question. But let's answer honestly. Which countries in the world would you be more averse to hitting raw in?
What?
Why would you ever hit raw?
No, let's just say the situation comes up. Let's just say the situation comes up.
Mm.
Which countries would you be like, absolutely not? Versus being like on the far side, and others where you'd be like, I mean, I.
Hold on. The name is YNW Melly.
Oh, yes.
YNW Melly is the one who nobody had evidence on.
Yeah, I've seen his mugshot.
Yeah, no one had evidence on, but his song fucked him up. And then when they played his song and they asked him, yo, what the fuck is this? He basically cried because like, yo, I killed my own friend and I watched him die.
That's some wild ass shit.
Wild, right? Okay, sorry. If I was gonna fuck Raw anyway, it'll be like the fucking South Pole or North Pole, somewhere where I know that heavy has not reached.
Fam, your dick's gonna fall off.
For like frostbite.
Yeah, frostbite on your dick.
But my dick's not gonna go out for long.
You know, I want the heavy, fam. Frostbite on your dick.
Sorry.
Rather than frostbite.
What? No, that's a wild.
I'm saying, to clarify. If you are giving me the option between frostbite,
it's only out and HIV for a very short amount of time.
It doesn't need a long time in the South Pole. It's cold there, fam. Like your pee freezes before it hits the ground. Do you think your exposed penis is going to survive?
You're in an igloo. Auntie's there with the fur and all that shit. You might as well. Like, you know.
Nah, I'm alright, fam. I like my dick attached to my body.
Where else are you gonna go?
I think I'd hit Raw somewhere where like the population's small and shit hasn't mutated. Where there's there
like Amazon.
It's not like Iceland and Greenland. Who the fuck is fucking in Iceland and Greenland? Their population is declining.
Also, those Inuit chicks is kind of bad.
This is what I'm talking about. They're the North Pole people.
They're kind of bad.
No, I'm talking about all the honeys that they surname ending daughter. T-O-T-T-I-R. I want them. I want all of them. Like.
Okay, the Vikings.
Greenland might be a thing.
Yeah, Greenland and Iceland. That's what I mean. It's like. Not mad people are going over there fucking. Like, imagine how many people go to Amsterdam to fuck. And what wild shit you're gonna catch there? That's where I wouldn't fuck with.
Like,
that's where you're gonna catch Luke Gehrig.
Like an auntie, like fetch your auntie from the Mongolian desert, one of those nomads.
Those chicks is really you see? Bad.
You see?
Yeah.
That's very bad.
Those Mongolian nomads? Hey.
No, yeah, but actually,
your system might not be as strong as theirs.
Yeah, fam, you're gonna.
They have lived there. They've trained in harsh conditions. No,
yeah, fam.
Immune system is not ready for the Mongols.
Bruh,
you're really not ready for the Mongols.
We've survived so many flus and shit. I just sneeze on the
Mongols fought the Chinese. And they didn't pack food. They drank horse milk.
There was no scuff tea.
Horse milk. They rode their food. Guy, you're not ready for that. Your immune system's not ready.
No, but the question is, where could you safely?
You're not safe.
I'm not saying where could you safely. I'm saying where would you, in your mind, say? I don't think you're safe in with the Mongols, fam.
How?
A, because those people have a long and storied history of rape, so they've been fucking without condoms.
But
we're talking about a group of people who, like Ndo was saying, have powerful immune systems, fam. Like, these are people who don't shower 3 times a day.
I'm sorry, the people who have the best immune systems are people who live in populated areas. No one in Mongolia has lived in a populated area.
And remember, right? Those people are also not circumcised. So think
what
about
does that have to do with me?
It means they're not showering. No, that shit is just building up. They're not like the mad dick cheese.
I've never seen dick cheese. Do you understand this? When I decide if I want to clap roll, there's no dicks in the room besides my own.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if the girls there are used to dick cheese that's got like the Dick Stilton. Not even the Gouda, fam. This is the Dick Stilton. This is a breed.
Okay, blue cheese. The name of the episode.
Blue cheese.
Dick cheese.
Oh, dick cheese.
Your immune system with the processed Gouda, fam, it's not blue cheese. You're not up to scratch for that. You're not built for that life.
Okay, then where are you going?
I'm going to the white people of Asia. I'm going to
the Kazakhstans and the Azakhstans.
No, because those people are kind of Mongolian. I'm going to either like Korea or Japan. Because those people are scared of sex and they're scared of human interactions.
So how are you going to get it right there?
Japan,
so,
Japanese are crazy.
How are you going to get it right there?
No, I'm saying, look, if the situation arises and I'm fucking, I'm fairly sure that these people probably, you know, chances are not a high body count.
Yeah, like five
oh,
in a lifetime.
You're looking, oh, okay, you're looking at low body count. Doesn't mean a low
yeah,
body
but that's
count
the same thing
mean.
With like Iceland and Greenland. I don't think they have a high body count.
Mm.
Like, I don't think they
they're super liberal,
though.
Niggas. Maybe, you know, those are the orgy sides of things, fam.
I would also
their
look at like,
body count can be 30 in one day.
You know what I'll do? I'll look at mortality rates.
Mm.
Who's living long? Ah, Sweden, long mortality rate.
Oh, long life, okay.
Let's go. Let's do this.
People
your mortality rate is
wow. People can live a whole life with HIV, so hey, you might be fine.
Why do you sound like Stumto?
You might not want to look at that stuff. That stuff might be rough.
No, but that's also why I would prefer HIV to dick frostbite.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Are y'all hitting raw in these three countries? Cuba, Venezuela, and Colombo. And I remind you, Venezuela and Colombo.
Oh.
You think Sofia Vergara's hot? The whole country is Sofia Vergara. The whole country.
But I feel like they also have high age rates.
No, no, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Like, you just have Sofia's. They're just like interboy.
No, can't hit raw.
Unless,
you know, the only time I'll hit raw is if I'm like, I've retired, I'm like 60. I still got the strength. I've retired there. Yeah, then fuck it. Jurex will not see me.
Looks like he's entering.
I'm thinking about it.
Even
I will do Cuba. Cuba, because if I get stuck there with the heavy, they got good doctors.
Some of the best in the world, actually.
Ertang's free. Like, maybe I just live as a socialist. Like, yeah, be like that sometimes. Miami's just around the corner.
Just catch a tidal wave. Just catch a current.
Right?
You know,
just be like, maybe you just get to lean into it at that point. Just like, yo, listen, Magic Johnson's not far. I'll go ask him for the cure.
You know where
I might
hit raw is in Brazil, but not the major Brazil cities. Not like I wouldn't hit raw in Sao Paulo. I wouldn't really hit raw in Rio. I wouldn't hit raw in Brasilia. But dude, there's so many tiny small towns around, like the first, because Brazil is huge. There's tiny small villages around there, in those places. I might just because yo, Brazil as a country.
I think I'm following you, though. I would constrain it to the indigenous peoples, and I would feel bad because they're probably all going to then die afterwards. Like, they're probably going to. I'm probably going to unleash some shit.
You might just drop.
They
some,
don't have
some
that
sort of
immune
kind of
system.
Yeah.
They're not built like that.
The common cold gonna wipe out a whole village.
But.
Two.
But me personally, I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. Yeah.
Like, okay. Let's get into the deep water.
This wasn't the deep water.
No.
Anyway,
okay. The ones who won this, Jameson lost this title just because, to be honest with you, price point was a fucker. $400. Nah.
No.
The Pogs, the Dags. Yes, I like the caramel. I like the strong enter and the subtle finish. Yes.
Okay.
It's the winner here. It is the winner. Your wife lost. Your wife has been cheated on. Your wife has been cheated on by the Pogues.
Dags is nice. Dags is very nice.
And at 260, what are you complaining about?
And it is... Look, I like my wife more, but my wife is not like 100 and whatever bucks better.
Yeah.
Than Dags. That's it. I'd be interested to find out how like readily available that is just in the streets, because that's part of the nice thing about Jameson as well. Like, it's an easy thing to order. Wherever you go, you can be like, yo, double Jameson, and they got it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going to run into your bourbon issue.
Yeah.
With both.
No, I won't, because Jack Daniels and Jim Beam is everywhere.
Jim Beam's not that everywhere.
If you're
we've
not
going to
find
places,
Jack Daniels, you're going to find Jim Beam.
We've been to places where they didn't have Jim Beam.
All the places that have Gentleman Jack have Jim Beam. And if they don't have either, they're gonna have Jack Daniels.
Fam, I can go to a Shisanyama and order a double Jameson.
Because people want... Why are people paying $400 for this? Explain that situation.
Okay, I don't understand the 400 rand thing. That is... There's a problem.
So, boozle that bullshit. Stop buying Jameson. There's better things at a better price point.
Is that our tagline? Booze without the bullshit.
Mm. Mm. It's the one it's the one we sell to marketers.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's how we get our sponsors.
One of which might be coming up soon, but we'll keep you posted. Anyway, yeah, fine. Dad wins, it's true. But I'm still married.
Sorry, wife. You're getting your divorce papers soon.
I'm still married. Yeah, to be fair, if this shit becomes readily available. But baby, I love you. There were many good memories. Well, lack thereof. Yeah.
So your hot take?
Oh, no. My hot take was just going to be... Let's narrow the search down. Which parts of Africa...
Mm.
Are we doing the same question but limited to Africa?
Fam, some Ethiopian women are so beautiful. Might be Ethiopian, but hey, I'm risking it because they're populated. So,
like, are you hitting Rwanda in Congo?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not hitting Rwanda in Congo. Maybe Kenya,
Morocco.
Morocco, maybe.
Actually, you might have a point there. Like, no, but then, fam, Arabs are some nasty sex freaks. I don't know what they're doing there. Like, you might.
Oh no, that's
their skin is amazing. It glows.
That's just my fetish.
That's because they're ghosts.
It's
the
argan oil.
It's
argan oil. Yeah. Isn't that the thing for toenails? Are they putting toenail oil on their faces? What's going on here?
Guys, there are people listening to us. So this conversation this conversation has to happen.
Argan oil is not toil. What do you mean toil?
It's toenail fungal things, man. I saw the ad. You gotta lie to me, I saw the Verimark ad.
You trust Verimark.
Okay,
anyway, we're gonna y'all can talk about your toe oil later.
What?
Ooh, I wonder about that sometimes. Cause no, Kenya definitely not. Cause they got all the Z3.
Really?
Like Kenya and South Africa got all the Z3. We just rolling around in them. Just,
I did not know Kenya
convoys,
has a Z3.
Convoys.
Oh, for other okay. You see, out of context. Z3. House in Fenerican.
Slow puncher.
The big flu, the slow puncher,
the big flu,
the upper room is all code for the HIV's AIDS.
Mm.
Just so you know.
Hmm.
The upper room.
I think I would just like, for my like fantasy sake, it'd just be Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. Maybe not Tunisia. Algeria, Morocco.
Ghana.
Oh.
I really like Ghanaian women.
Mm. I don't like. That's I haven't like seen or been even when they were here in 2010. I didn't meet many. Like to be honest with you,
like remember that Ghanaian lady who popped by the one time after Beeps party.
Really?
Where there was all the drama with your life?
was that?
Yeah, I remember her friend. Sorry, we're sorting something out right now.
Exposed files. Yeah. Just say all the names. It's fine.
Some point last year. No, we don't need to mention people's names. At some point last year, we went to Ndo's ex-ish party.
Oh, the bride.
Yes, and
with
she...
Malik and...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the drama. Remember when I got caught in a room with...
Not
Liam's
sister's one.
Like, there's so much.
Fuck you,
bitch. Get this shit out of my house.
Okay, are you prepared to tell the story now?
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Are you prepared to tell the story? Are we leaving it? Is there another one?
We'll leave that.
So we went to this braai and
It was an interesting bribe because of your
ex's name. Christina's yeah. listening to this.
Christina is Ndo's ex, and Monique is my ex, and we went to this bri, and both of them were there at the same bri. And it was so interesting. Exactly. And Christina's still feeling Ndo's vibes and wanting him to stay. And Monique.
Digressing, we're talking about the guy. Like,
yeah. But I'm getting in context. We're getting to the context of it. And yeah, Monique had a boyfriend there, which is weird, but it's interesting. She also pied out a little bit, but
I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. And I was just saying the party we were at. Yeah.
Yeah, our boy found something.
Yes, and you know, to be fair, I've had this thing about like, I want to find myself like a nice West African girl, like one who's built strong. Like, you know?
Was she built strong?
She was built strong. Really? She had like powerful yams.
All I know is that we left that party and not telling anybody where we were, and somehow within the span of Johannesburg, she found us.
Fam, did she not track us?
Called CSI
down
and found the whole squad.
Like, I was impressed.
Called my phone to speak to Yolisa.
How did she even get your number?
She hit me up on Instagram. She was just like, yo, your friends are Christina. Ba, ba, ba. Give yours this number.
Shout outs to the work. She did shift work. That is cool.
And then created a dick appointment.
On the same night.
On the spot, she was like, listen, this is what's about to happen. Okay. And you know what?
I'm ready. Ready for the big ride, baby.
Yo, no lie though, she parked a bit because I left in the morning for tennis and just chilling.
Okay, Actually, this must come out today because it's current news.
No.
Live and direct.
No.
In life. When you have someone sleeping over, and this will wrap up after this, but when you have someone sleeping over, does it not make sense that when you leave, they leave with you?
Yeah. Indeed.
Why am I leaving in my house? Like, what are you doing in my fucking house alone?
Like,
preach.
Like, and
preach, King.
I remember a time in my life. I had to learn this the hard way. I had to learn this the hard way.
Listen.
I had someone stay with me for 3 months.
Fam.
3 months. It was a 3 month long lesson.
Fam.
Yes. Fam. Olivia.
Like, Nika. This is the thing I'd be saying. Like, watch. Don't Olivia yourself. In life. Don't Olivia yourself. Because.
When I leave, you leave.
You know? Like, even old Ghanaian girl, she. Like, where was she going?
No, why was she staying? For real. Like. When it's the next morning and you see me packing my gym gear
and
you see all the chalk coming out and all the straps and all the belts and the squat shoes, as soon as you see the squat shoes, it's time to step. Let's go.
So, and this is the thing.
I wish our guests could talk to me.
I'm just speaking about myself and in general. Like, right? Because also in my mind, my question is, what are you thinking as a person? You're in someone else's house and that person isn't there and you're like, what are we doing? The PlayStation is packed away somewhere. you can't even
backpack forward, nothing.
You know? You don't know how the remote at this person's house works.
It's a smart remote. You have to talk to the remote. Siri on.
But anyway.
You know what? It's at the point of the book. I think we need to end. Anyway. We should end this fucker because it's done now. Stop.
Wait, then you know what to say, man.
Bixby on.
Siri. I was told the time that it was late.
ENCA. Channel 4 News.
We're waiting for you to tell the people what they need to hear.
There was nothing really wrong.
That's not what I meant. I just wanted you to say fuck off.
But, no, okay. Is this my tagline now?
Actually, you're the one who says we must end.
Alright, no, we're gonna end. Guys, don't feel guilty about the things. Yes, these fuckers are trying to expose my life. Stop that shit. Anyway.
Takashi Snitch 9.
Fuck off.